sitting there feeding you a line about the aether winds bringing the rains. And that's why we got rivers and lakes and mountains, see? But here's a question, chuckleheads. Where's the rain coming from? If we're losing 1 million liters to the black every freaking day, where the rain's coming from? What, you trying to tell me there's some ocean out there beyond the stars? Or am I supposed to believe that evaporation can escape the rent at the bottom of the universe? Yeah, not likely.
You tell him, Tubby. Water's a myth. Drink liquor.
That's not what I said.
I stopped listening 45 minutes ago.
But I've only been talking for 15 minutes.
I tune out preemptively.
Of course you do.
But it looks like you finally unclenched your panic, sphincter. Crime anxiety letting up a little?
Oh, yeah. That D you made's really getting the job done. What's in it?
Mushrooms I picked from the exhaust vent.
Oh, yeah. That tracks. You know, I was wondering why I couldn't read the switchboard.
Just wait for the chaos delirium. You'll feel like a new man.
Shouldn't I be angry about this?
Should you? Yes. Can you? No. You won't be capable of feeling anything except overwhelming philosophical terror and soul-bending toilet problems for at least 4 hours.
Well, that's not so bad.
But it'll feel like a decade. Time dilation's a bitch.
Well, you've ruined my life, and I'll never forgive you. And yet, I just feel like a lemon bar in the mouth of a hungry void possum. The mandala of life is complete.
Wanna broadcast it?
I'm gonna need a bucket.
You're gonna need two.
The Aether Shark is gone, but the disappointment is overwhelming.
And the teeth remain.
Oh, I was looking forward to eating that.
Gidgel, Lida, oh dear.
I will set to mending my bebitten friends.
Absolutely.
I'll join you in that. There are two of them and two of us. Let's split the task.
Yeah. Can we medicine them up, just kind of patch them?
Absolutely. You can bring them back to 1 HP with a successful medicine check.
Are you trained?
Nah, baby.
I will say you cannot perform a medicine check if you're not trained.
Yeah.
That's just a personal rule for me. Medicine is not something you can fuck around with.
I do the same thing with arcana checks. If you're not trained and you're trying to roll to just know something magical, I'm like, no.
I got jack of all trades. I'm half trained in a lot of things.
Yeah, that counts.
If you say no to that, that is okay.
I will say that is absolutely fine.
That makes absolute sense for a bard.
You're technically half proficient in everything.
Hell yeah.
And I played one on TV.
I will say you can totally roll medicine to stabilize somebody, but like to get them functional and moving again, no.
Totally. That's what I have magic for.
I'm gonna guidance you instead of trying to roll and hurt them.
Oh, sick. Thank you. I'll take that. You ready?
Mm.
25.
Hot damn. Wow. That's one.
That's one.
Which one?
Lida.
Hell yeah.
Rolling was a cowardly choice.
Lida, you are conscious.
Welcome back, Captain.
You can feel your armor kind of pressing into you from all the places where it got hit by Big Tail.
Did anyone shark a dude book?
What? Excuse me?
Lida is still a little silly in the brain.
You want shark a new book?
It's all right, Captain. You bit off more than you could chew. I'll turn to Gidgel.
Mm-hmm.
I continue to assist you.
Sick. Uh-oh. 8.
There's no blood here. No bones at all.
What do I fix? Just trying to scoop him back into place.
You give him a good pat down. You try to brush off some of the whatever that is. And do absolutely nothing to aid him. Please roll me a death save. 5.
It's a 5.
Jesus Christ, okay.
I'm scooping up the sludge and that's all I know how to do. Nothing is changing.
So much of what's inside Gidgel has been shuffled about. The shelf of books is protruding out of his shoulder and one little notebook falls out of place.
Oh,
onto
God.
The deck.
Was that an alphabetical order? Or by author? Or help!
He's bleeding knickknacks.
Oh.
He's been Dewey decimated.
Slant up blue lengthwise.
Sit down.
Then resources be damned. I'll use some magic. We must save our friend.
I'll begin releasing my spores back into the ether as I manifest some druidic healing magic and weave you back into your gooey shape.
as I start compressing his chest and saying, breathe or something.
5 hit points back to Gidgel.
Yay.
Worth the slot to save a friend.
Gidgel, whose body is reformed and consciousness slowly coming back as well.
Oh, okay. I feel terrible. Was Lydda captain? Who's captain now?
Darlu, with that, is going to turn to Lydda and say, can you give orders?
Think have I a compassion?
I think Lydda needs a little longer time to, you know, get her faculties in order.
I'm going to go tuck her into some nice garbage.
That's most of a good idea.
That was a good nap.
The fuck happened?
Oh, you missed Shark Time. A classic Shark Time.
Mr. Rockabilly Space Shark.
Can't believe I missed the fucking shark.
And you, with your fabled background as a fisherman.
Troth is holding Lydda like a little tired baby.
She just curls up and sucks her thumb.
That's my thumb. Stop.
Please.
Mushroom.
Tastes like a porcini.
Well, I'll take evening watch while you rest up. Maybe take some of these. He holds out a handful of what looks like miscellaneous pills.
Ah, money. A tip for a peaceful sleep. Aren't I a proper bellhop?
Gijul and Lydda took the brunt of the shark.
Fair enough. These blue ones got me through well. A shark fight, so.
Are you trying to give Lydda a boner?
Did you say pills or bills?
Pills.
I heard bills. I'm an idiot.
I mean, it's still money.
That's fair.
Oh,
a handful of bills.
That's kind of funnier. I thought that was like a very smart joke.
Oh.
So I have a notion. What do y'all say to the idea that if you are interrupted in a long rest, you still get back a certain number of hit dice?
Nah, I need 7 days, baby.
What do we think?
What if, depending on the difficulty of the interruption, it like subtracts a day from your needed time or something?
Well, the problem is that means you could take 5 damage, wait 6 days, take 30 damage, and then heal it all the next day.
Correct. It's seven more days.
I mean, regardless of the direction we go, it is going to involve some amount of suspension of disbelief.
Yeah. Well, I like the idea that you return a certain number of hit dice per day or something.
What if, sure. What if to get everything back, you need a long rest, but no matter what, every day you regain at least 1 hit die.
I love that. I love that. That means every day you could theoretically take a short rest. Perfect. Perfect. Sorry, y'all. We just figured that out ourselves. We love that. We're going to do that.
So I'm going to go tuck Lydda into her little trash bed and find some kind of like space blanket or tarp to cover her with. Put a trash bag under her head.
Quilt made of different ripped underwear.
The next day dawns. You will have taken a short rest. And then the captainhood passes to Gidgel.
I see. So you're rotating this captain thing as a game?
This should have been mentioned when one of us was on duty. Yes. Now that it is my turn as captain, there's open communication.
I suppose less of a game and more of a competition.
I see.
Not just for fun.
It is in our best interest that we display our skills in both leadership and how to support.
I see. Then I suppose I apologize for not quite following orders, but I don't think they were good ones.
The poof is in the pudding.
If it helps, Lydda, I think your orders were just fine. I think some folks were maybe a little eager beforehand. Maybe at the beginning of the day, try setting up a standing order like, were we to be attacked, try to find these positions.
Got it.
Just a thought.
Saul, roll of the duck, I guess. Words still aren't great.
Aether duck.
Foe has returned below deck to rest for the day shift. Gidgel, where would you like to go?
But which one is giving you the most sharky feeling?
But I only have access to 3, correct?
You do. Yes, theoretically, you only have access to 3 right now.
Okay. Then it is E1.
Beautiful.
Space whale, space whale, space whale.
Oh, no.
The fog has not settled. You are still shrouded. You make the only decision you can. Press on.
Taking the horn of Orgrier, Darlu is going to let out a low.
We were led into dangerous aether. Let's be wary. We are weak and bloodied. Keep watch.
The second half of that sentence ends a little differently than you expect. It sounds something like, as a school of dream squid settle in upon your face.
Dream squid.
There's nothing we could have done about this. They were camouflaged.
There are literally only three possible combats in this entire thing. You have gotten two in a row.
Fight, knight, fight, knight.
Place yourselves. By necessity, Darlu and Gidgel will have to be next to each other as they were having a conversation at the time.
Yeah, by the wheel.
Bills.
If you were a mammal, you would be suffocating, and you wouldn't realize why. There's nothing in front of you. There's nothing on you. That is, until the dream chromatophores reactivate. The melanin in the cells of the dream squid manifest themselves. You manage to pull it off of you as soon as you realize what's happening. There is one adjacent to both you and Darlu. There are three more amidships. Let's get them fat, fat inishies. Who got above a 20?
I got a dirty 20.
Ooh. Filthy recumbent 20.
Anybody get above 15?
Yo, I got a 16.
19.
9.
All of you are aware that they are present now that Gidgel has pulled one free. What you can't say for certain is how big they are or exactly what position they hold in front of you, as they seem to shift in and out of the visible spectrum. They are functionally invisible, and attacks will be made at a 50% chance to miss.
Interesting.
Unless you're grappling.
Hmm.
We begin with Troth, but first, orders from the captain.
It's unwise to just swing around and hope to hit them. Work together, grab one, then slay it.
Hell yeah.
Starting on the defensive, Troth is going to slam his spear onto the deck and spores begin to shake loose, swirling around him in a halo. He shouts to Lyda, Lyda, get behind me and draw them here. I know she's very injured from her shark biting.
Aye.
And I'm not going to leave this one's threat range, but I'll move a little closer to Lyda.
Okay. You're not in threat range if it helps.
From my perspective, it looked like I was.
Ah.
I will move to just on the outskirts of this one's threat range as close to Lyda as I can get.
Love to see it. Anything else?
Action, movement, no bonus action for this turn.
Sounds good to me. That makes it Lyda.
First off, Lyda does not hesitate to use her bonus action to activate her defensive field as she shimmers with goblin tech.
Shimmers.
I'm going to move up to be adjacent to Troth. And then Lyda is going to punch some buttons on her gauntlet and fire micro-missiles at the furthest Squidoo.
I'd love to see it. Go ahead and roll that damage. Well, actually, no. Sorry. First, roll your chance to hit on all of the missiles. It's 50%. High is hit. Low is miss.
Do I get to add anything?
So basically the way this works is they are halfway between reality and basically fiction. And so it's not so much that you're not hitting them because you can't see them. It's that they didn't technically exist when you hit them. Think Schrodinger's squid.
Oh, okay.
What else is there to think?
Displacer squid.
17. 15. 13.
Magic missile don't miss.
Hell yeah.
Cock. Ooh, I just got some Iavos rolls. That was 4, 5, and 5, all on the same squid on this corner near Max.
Damn. 5, and 5. So that's going to be a 14 total as the magic missiles embed themselves inside of the creature. Every time it seems to flit out of existence and then come back in, that comeback in is met immediately by a sharp pen or a tampon holster.
They just keep circling, leaving little trails of smoke.
I'd like to regret tampon holster, if I may.
Is that not what they're called?
I explicitly said off mic that some of them are tampon casings.
Well, I'm putting tampon holster down as a potential episode name.
I'm something of a tampon holster myself.
Anything else?
No, that's it.
Not just a tampon holster. That moves us on to Darlu.
You do the grabbing, I do the stabbing.
That works perfectly.
Excellent. Taking his new fun magic item, He runs his hands along the pale blade of the moonlight dagger and turns it into a scimitar. Darulu is going to hold his action to attack the squid when Gigil has it grappled.
Nice. I love it.
And that's my whole turn.
Gidge!
Bonus action. Summon the arms of the astral. Of my astral magma.
Volcanic flags.
Gotta lift some tectonic plates.
I hate that so much.
Which allows me to use my wisdom instead of strength for grappling. And I will do so on this squid boy.
Grab him.
It's an opposed check. Okay. They may use strength athletics or dexterity acrobatics.
It's a monster roll. Unnatural 20.
24.
Oh, love to see it.
It is grappled.
Awesome. You grab a hold of it and you realize that as you do so, the tentacles feel like they are both in your hands and not. But more importantly, you can't tell how many tentacles they even have. But you are holding tight.
Regardless, you're still air dicking.
When the thing is grabbed and is in as much of one place as it can be, Darulu is going to try to slice some squid.
Abso-frutely.
I get a 19 total versus its AC.
I like it.
Fuck it. Me too, turns out.
That is definitely a hit. It turns out that this stat block is very easy to hit.
Maximum damage with this new weapon for 10 slashing damage as I fucking try to carve off some sweet tentacles.
I like it.
I was denied seafood once. I won't be denied it again.
Anything else, Gidgel?
I have free actions. I have move actions.
Use your move action to move the squid to hell.
We are working together. I could move onto the stairs and Lion King this thing so somebody can just stab it out of my hands. With the possibility of a squid still in my hands, I am going to move towards the stairs, put myself between the navigation wheel and the banister there, which I believe holds the squid out within range of Sir Troth or Lydda to punch should they climb the stairs. But I know they have other problems to deal with, but we've got options.
I love the idea of like holding the squid up for somebody to punch and then running somewhere else for somebody else to punch.
Hit it!
Yeah.
That's very good.
Yeah.
Fucking Adam West Batman.
Some days you just can't get rid of a squid.
That's my turn, Squid King.
Beautiful. It is now the squid's turn.
Oh, shit.
To dream, perchance, to squid.
They are all going to do the only thing they know how to do, immediately grapple upon coming into range of an opponent and then attack.
I hate that.
I will try to use my reaction on one as it moves in my spore.
Absolutely.
We'll say the furthest one to Queen's North.
Okay. I'm going to number these guys for my own sanity. The furthest one was, in fact, number one, which was the one that got hit by a magic missile. This one here is number two. This one here is number three. This one here is number four. And then we have number five is the clear one.
Number one, which was bemissled, takes 6 necrotic damage.
Hot damn. That is enough to ace that fool.
Hell yes. Mitigating incoming attacks. Protecting little goblin friend.
Their little feature is when they move within adjacency to an opponent, they immediately grapple them.
Mm.
So these two are going to make a grapple attempt at you. The first one is a natural one. It grapples his friend, stopping it from grappling you.
Squid hug.
Aw, they're kissing.
A tentakiss.
They're forming a larger squid.
However, it does not stop them from attacking. And they will still attempt to attack. They are giving each other a gentle hug while they stab at you with their tentacles.
They're holding hands for support. They're in a really delicate emotional place right now.
I've seen this before. This is Squid Chaku. They're slingshotting themselves onto you.
The first is an 18, and the next is a 12.
18 will hit my armor class.
Gotcha. I love to see it. That is going to be 8 psychic damage. As it swipes at you, it does not do so quickly. Instead, it simply swipes across the nature of your existence, and you can feel part of yourself wanting to simply not be anymore.
Well, the good news is it pretty much just grabs spore.
Absolutely. That is the end of those. The one being gently handled by Gidgel attacks.
Wait, doesn't it grapple me first?
You're already grappling it.
I'm grappling
oh
it.
Oh my god.
Ugh. I have control.
I hate the way that works. Okay. It tries to assert control of grapple first. That is a 14
dirty 20.
Plus 5 for a total of 19, which is not enough. So it does not assert grapple control, but it does still attack you. That is going to be a 16 plus 5.
Plus 5.
For a 21.
That's going to hit.
And that is going to be 7 psychic damage coming at you. And the one coming at Darlu tries to grapple with a natural 20.
Oh, damn it. I rolled a 19, too.
Oh, no.
I got a 23 total. Fuck.
He immediately grapples your stanky boot.
My sensitive area.
Is a 15 going to hit you?
15 is my armor class, so yes.
You're getting cup sucked.
And you take 11 psychic damage.
Hold on. Excellent.
Oh, shit. Sorry, let me roll that back. I forgot. He did grapple you. All it does is upgrade the damage die by one die.
Oh, shit.
I rolled 2 ones.
I love that.
Live by the die, die by the die. I did say I'm going to upgrade the damage dice, but unfortunately, instead of dealing 11, he deals you 2 ones.
I'm so happy with that change.
Die don't lie.
So that is going to be a total of 5.
Oh, good.
God. Fucking.
I'll take being at 18 health instead of at 12 health. That sounds so nice.
Mmm. With the dream tentacles wrapped around you, you can feel both the cold of their flesh and the absence of it. But what is most shocking is when the beak bites into your skin, there is a feeling of almost venomous sting that courses through your blood.
I hate that.
I believe that is all of these beautiful squids, bringing us back to the top at Troth.
Troth, observing these strange, dreamy squid moving about and vanishing randomly. Does it appear to my fighter senses that like an AoE would be more effective, or should it be the same to just try to stab?
The chance to hit them will be the same.
Understood. Then I'm going to go with the spear and continue to interpose myself between them and the LB. So here's a spear attack.
Woo!
19 on the die is a 24 to hit.
Easy.
And as I hit, I'll declare it my favorite foe.
Excellent. Can you go ahead and roll me a chance to hit?
Yes. I want to get above a 10 on a d20. Is
above a 10 on a d20 or above a 50 on a d100?
Your favorite foe is
asleep. I like
right
d100s.
Now.
Yeah.
I don't feel like I get to roll them enough.
Exactly.
71.
It hits.
Sick as fuck. 11 plus 5. 16 damage.
Hot. Douglas. Okay. And was this the RD damage one?
That one died.
Oh, he did. Right. Sorry.
This is a fresh new kissing squid.
2 or 3?
The one furthest from me law, so that one.
16 damage is fantastic. When you hit it, there's a moment that it looks like it splits in half, and then it knits itself back together. But you can see that the quote-unquote scar that makes up that knitting seems almost less existent than the rest.
Okay, I get that.
Squid vision.
I don't foresee anything using my bonus action, so that's that.
Okay. That brings us to Lydda Bag.
Lydda is going to swing back around Troth and get some distance between her and the squid. And then she's going to fire a molten slug at the one that just got injured.
Sorry. I'm imagining a fiery slug instead of a bullet.
that tracks with Goblin Tech.
Today's flavor is banana.
Well, the hit roll was 9.
You know, these are really easy to hit, but not that easy.
Yeah, I had a feeling.
The molten slug, metal, not mollusk.
Accurate.
Flies past it and lands into the door leading to the captain's quarters as it immediately bursts into flame.
Oh, no. Look what the squid did. Oh, no. I end my turn.
It's dream fire.
There's a bullet lodged in the door that has your name on it. Property of.
That brings us to Darlu.
Our methods are working so far. Let me grab onto that one.
Oh, it's grabbing plenty enough already. I think we're here. We're fucking neighbors.
Oh, it's like that.
Lend me some sugar. That is going to be a 14 versus the AC.
That is going to hit.
Excellent. Maximum damage again for 10 fucking damage against this thing. This scimitar kicks ass.
That is enough to kill it as you slice through it with your milky blade. It seems to bleed an opalescent fluid that, once it splashes on your face, feels oddly invigorating, as though you got a night's rest.
Ooh.
Oh, they're full of sleepy time juice.
Wrath of the Milk Blade.
Get fucked, little thing.
The sensation fades rapidly, but you imagine the meat might have a property similar.
Ooh, yes. Having cut the top of the mantle off, Darlu was going to run his arm through it like a living gauntlet.
Okay.
So he doesn't lose the meat. And then he's going to run next to Gitchell.
Okay.
I thought you were going to old boy this squid.
God, I'd love to. That's my turn.
Okay, that moves us on to Gidgel.
Follow my lead, Darlu. We have the high ground. Then, with this one squid in hand, Gidgel is going to hop onto the railings of the stairs, slide down it like a cool guy. Move over to another squid and attempt to grab it with his free hand.
I do like that the sliding effect, rather than being grinding, say, on a skateboard, it is literally a slide.
Yeah, I'm going to use the squid to lubricate my slide.
I love that.
I shouldn't do that. It's going to grab the railings. I thought about riding this thing down, but it's not. I am sliding on my own Gutius Maximus. And I'm going to attempt to grapple and make maybe even a... If I grapple one, that's a grappling chain right there.
I would say theoretically you would be grappling all three at that point.
We are working with quantum squid physics here.
Give me these squids.
Here's my grapple check. They have to beat a dirty 20.
The first one gets a 19 on the die and adds 3 to it from its strength.
Damn you.
And because the other one is just kind of along for the ride, he doesn't have to roll shit.
Yeah, that's right. But since I took the attack action, I'm going to make a martial arts attack with my bonus action onto the one I have grappled.
Slap it down.
And slap it against my knee.
Stop squidding yourself. Stop squidding yourself.
That is going to be a dirty 20 to hit.
Hot Douglas, that gets it.
And that is going to be 6 points of damage.
Awesome. That's 16 damage total on number 4. He is looking very, very nasty bad.
That's my turn.
Okay, and we are on to yonder squids. The one who is currently being manhandled by you attempts to attack. And that is going to be a 19 total.
That hits.
Marvelous. I'm going to go ahead and let these two disentangle from each other and try to hold on to Troth again. The first one gets a 19.
These are opposed rules.
Opposed, yeah.
I tie.
Ooh. How would tie work in that case?
Rules as written, in the case of a tie, the situation does not change.
Excellent. And the second one gets a 23.
That beats. Second one gets me.
So, one it grapples you, the other one lets go of its dear partner and hovers there in half existence. And then attacks you with a 16.
That just hits.
Oh, beautiful. And now...
Goodbye, temporary hit points.
No!
Goodbye.
I'm going to roll damage as I have it so far. Against Gidgel. Ooh, that is 14.
What?
I got a 5 and a 6 on 2d6, and it adds 3 from strength. I was not expecting max roll on that one.
That squid does knock me unconscious.
That squid does knock you unconscious. Oh, no.
It is taking the dominant stance atop you.
Suddenly, it's not grappled. The tentacle wraps around your limb and crushes the nucleus within with its incredible strength, and the psychic shock of it is more intense than you can bear.
I fall to pieces on the ground.
And then this one gets the beak and rolls worse again at 8 plus 3 for 11.
Yeah, that I only had one temporary hit point left, so I actually take damage.
And the last one actually does attack you as well, because even though he didn't grapple, it doesn't stop him from attacking, and beautifully, he gets a 6 plus 5.
Shield blast.
Of the three that have been just voraciously beaking us, which one's looking the most fucked up?
Okay, so let me think here. So this is number 2, the one that's actually holding on to you, is looking by far the worst.
Well, as he sucks upon me, he gets a mouthful of spores.
Excellent.
Eat this.
He made this mistake of breaking the skin.
6 necrotic.
That is enough to kill. It is punished for its gluttony with immediate punishment.
It sucks too deep and too greedily.
Exactly.
That was my reaction.
Oh, okay, cool. And that brings us back to the top with Troth.
Cool. Well, Lita's next to one, and hopefully they can hold their own for a turn. I'll try to finish off the one that didn't succeed in grappling me, if I can. It'd be easier if it was grappling me. Here's a weird question. If you're unconscious and you were grappling it, is it now grappling his body?
I would say that they are engaged at this point, so he is technically extant.
All right. My temporary hit points are gone, so my damage is reduced, but I am going to try to stab the one that's killing Gidgel, actively just killing Gidgel.
It is actively murdering your friend.
And I'll ignore the one that did not grapple me. Bazingo! Dirty 20.
Hot damn, that gets it.
I will move my favorite foe to it. Because
this one's my favorite.
You're my new favorite. Not my favorite foe. Oh, that's dog shit. God damn. Oh, no. 8.
That is enough to kill it because it had already been pretty heavily spanked true. By our friend Gidge. It is currently mouthing on the somewhat crushed and tattered remain of the arm nucleus of your friend. And so when you drive the spear through it, it briefly kind of winks out of existence, slips off the arm, and is now impaled on the spear itself.
Which makes 2 on the spear.
Nice.
I've got a skewer ready to go. I will bonus action because I can. I'm going to do a healing word on Gidgel. Rise, moist companion. 4.
Hey. And that makes it Lita's turn.
All right. Who remains?
Right now, there is only a single squid. It is not currently being grappled. Or grappling, for that matter. Except itself. They seem very touchy.
Aw. I'm going to grapple it.
That's fair. That's fair. I made that too easy.
Love squid. Baby love squid.
So what do I roll for? Do I roll anything extra for grappling it?
No. You just go ahead and get a hand on it.
Ah, dang. That is going to be a 10.
It could roll out. It could roll.
That misses by 1. It is not a hard hit.
These gob arms weren't built for hugging.
As you try to grab it, you realize you're grabbing an after image that's behind it. It's also right in front of you now and seems really eager to put its mouth on yours.
It's outside my area of expertise. We don't hug or hold hands where I come from.
Anything else?
I'm going to disengage as a bonus action and get away from the squid.
I feel like this is also my reaction if I tried to give somebody a hug and they refused it.
Oh, yeah. You get out of there.
Yeah, just an awkward shuffle away. Just kind of just backing up.
Yeah.
And I'm done.
Beautiful. That brings us to Daralu.
Daralu, not really wanting to get closer, having the captain already brought back up, is going to lean forward and say, "Squidly boy, you put the icky in the sticky," and use vicious mockery on the squid.
Is there a rule where they have to understand you in order for vicious mockery to work?
No.
They just have to be able to hear you.
Fun.
No shit.
They get the vibe of the insult.
Yeah. Okay. They're not deaf, so it works.
Excellent. It needs to make me a wisdom saving throw.
Beautiful. That is a natural one.
That is not enough. Ooh, for 4 psychic damage, and it has disadvantage on its next attack roll.
I love that. I'm actually going to double that damage because it rolled a natural 1 on the resistance.
That's
going to
be 8 psychic damage.
And more importantly, these are creatures of dream.
Hey! So. See, it understands the intention of what I'm doing, which is calling it a little nerd.
Hey, idiot. Good job, sea dork. Anything else?
No, that's it.
Awesome. And that brings us to Gidgel, who's back on his feet after the delicious healing word gently put back together his fucking nucleus.
All right. In an attempt to finish off the last squid, Gidgel is just going to swing at it.
Mm. Roll it.
To hit. 9.
God damn, that sucks. That is a miss, unfortunately.
To martial arts. Twice.
To the kung fu.
That is a 12.
Ooh.
And a 8.
The 12 hits.
4. 6 points of damage.
Beautiful. It is now rocking 14 points there. It is not in any way registering what's going on around it. It doesn't look at you. It doesn't look at its fallen allies. It doesn't seem to have any self-preservation. It's just sitting there, ready to hug, ready to bite. But it feels gooey, even to you.
Mm. Psychic goo.
That is going to bring it to the squid's turn. You're right in front of it and you just punched it. So it's going to go ahead and give you the old hug-a-rooney.
Is that vicious mockery?
Attack rolls, not ability checks.
Oh, it's attacking. Oh, no, sorry. You're right. It is grappling. It fails to grapple. It tries to attack and fails even worse. But I'm going to roll again just in case it gets a natural one. It doesn't.
Colin!
I would react it, but I'm all out of reactions for that because my spore halos are gone.
Fair. It kind of like gestures at you. It might have some kind of squid concussion. I don't know what that's called. that brings us back to the top of the initiative with Troth.
There's no grappling happening here, so I will try to hit it with my spear. Ooh, that rhymed.
Hey.
Didn't mean to. Bazango! That's an 11.
That is exactly enough to hit.
I'll roll percentages to see if it works.
Dana's over here just like, motherfucker.
I am.
65.
Motherfucker.
It actually works.
I thought that was damage, and I'm like, how?
I mean, to be fair, 41 is also within that range. Yeah.
That was a crit. Another, well, the D4, at least the D4 is being nice. 6, 11 as well, to hit and damage.
I love it.
Bullied by my dice, the Law Johnson story.
You punch it in its singular dreamy eye, at which point a spear sprouts from the pupil. You're not sure if you did it, but you're going to take credit for it.
I've got 3.
You move clear of the minor dream reef that you slipped into as you took this particular course. All around you lies some kind of dreamy calamari. And you realize that their healing benefits may be more potent than you originally imagined.
Hey, there he is, the big cheese, the head honcho, the decider of things.
What do you want?
So there I am, fiddling my way through the wavelengths, and I come across something on 197.4, and it's not the scores to the game. Listen to this.
Oh, crap. Oh, jeez. How long has it been?
Since you last asked? 94 seconds.
And how long since I started?
196 seconds.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy, this is all your fault, yo-yo, you little fart bastard.
I never disputed that fact.
Oh, I'm never putting anything you give me in my mouth ever again.
That's not what you said last night.
Shut up. Oh, golly. I can see my dead family members. Oh, boy, they're all dissolving like crackers in the rain.
Unlike our sponsor, Tracker Crackers. For Rangers who... I don't know, get wet and don't want their crackers to melt? This copy is terrible.
Oh boy. Here it comes again. Bucket!
Which one?
Both!
That's real good, Pete. Is that all?
Not by a long shot.
So, you wanna what? Divert a crew? Bust these little nobodies?
Are you kidding? I wanna hire them!
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Hold up. Do you like science fiction? I'm Carrie Bechet, and if you loved movies like Arrival or Interstellar, then you're going to want to check out my podcast, Hypothetical. On Hypothetical, we tell speculative sci-fi stories interwoven with real science. New episodes every Tuesday, available wherever you get podcasts.
Hey, all you cuties. You know, Season 3 is really starting to feel like home to me. We're leaning heavy into the good old-fashioned D&D vibes, and I'm absolutely loving it. If you've got any friends that haven't listened yet, maybe start them here, and if they like it, they can slog through the back catalog just like you did. We've got some new hot merch fresh off of Law's Mind Grill. We've got the Dern Good Grub Full Plate Diner Apron. We got a Baba Java camping mug, which I suspect Law only put on there because he wants one for himself. But joke's on him, I'm getting one too. We've also got Shattered World Tees and the long-awaited Gitter Dungeon Trucker Hat. Larry the Cable Guy might have left cultural relevance in the early 2000s, but LUQ is forever. My solo horror show, The Heresies of Randolph Burntwine, has a new episode coming out today, and an addendum coming out featuring the voice of our very own Danny Ebert. Give it a listen, give it a review, and let me know what you think in the LUQ Discord. Thank you all so much for listening, especially to our Patreon subscribers, who you can find a list of as Season 3's Captains and Admirals on the website, and you'll likely be hearing about them here on the show. But that's enough out of me. Let's get you back to the action.
I am here, my child. Tell me what ails you.
Bless me, Holy One, for I have committed sin.
I'll say.
New from the makers of aerosol myrrh and communion nachos, it's the confessional stall. Unburden your soul and your bowels. Priests hate it. From your friends at the religion company Faith Co. Salvation for a price.
The dream squids have been felled. Upon examination, Troth is able to determine that whatever dream properties they have may be conferred by eating them. Upon consumption, your next short rest that includes sleep will confer the effects of a long rest.
Restorative squid. I love it.
Love that.
There is enough for each of us to have one.
But how do they taste?
Unimportant.
It should be noted that they only will last as long as they stay unspoiled. Now, theoretically, you can eat them now, or if you want, you can attempt to pickle them with a survival check, and they will last for months.
Darlu is happy eating his now.
Mm-hmm.
Best to not tempt fate and consume them now, for if we fail in pickling, we lose their properties. And there are knife-wielding sharks in these aether seas.
It is my people's way to save valuable resources for when they are needed.
Oh, no way. A squid in the hand is worth two in the brine.
Well, from what I am hearing, they are very much needed now.
I have a kebab of hummus walk around.
The true question is, how do we prepare this food? Grilled? Smoked? Raw? Raw.
That answers that.
Best be careful when you rest after consuming them. You don't want to be taken in your sleep. You know, squidnapped.
Oh, I'm down to rock Hobbit.
Anyway.
Whichever corpse is most damaged, I'll just take back to the engine room and decompose over the night as I rest.
Perfect. All of you consume your dream squid in time for a foe to come out.
Do we get calamari? I'm missing everything.
You eating dream squid without me.
Go back to bed, old man.
Oh, we found a sail-through place. You were asleep. We didn't put in an order for you.
Ah, fuck me. I'll take your rest.
You all adjourn to your bunks for another night of rest. At dawn, Darlu is captain once again.
Hell yeah. Are you R2? Because we're going D2.
Beautiful. In the distance, you see land. It is not large. It is not robust. But land it is. Mounted atop of it is a small ship, a schooner designed for maybe one or two. A fire crackles on this small island that could not be more than 100 yards in diameter. It is your choice if you will approach it.
I will. Darlu, behind the wheel, says, "Crew, which one of you can be the loudest? Instruments, magic, what have you?"
"I can scream."
"You think they can hear you from here?"
"I mean, what did you have in mind?"
"Two short, sharp, high notes. It's what we use for safety in port back home. I'd blow my horn, but it's a raider's war horn, and just in case they know what that sound means, I don't want to risk it."
"Perhaps we should invest in a peace horn."
"I've never met a peace horn."
"I have one inside me, so I use it as a stomach."
"I got a peace horn in my pants."
"Can you take it out and then put it back?"
"It's an arduous process, but yes."
Stop! Make him stop!
I'm gonna slowly birth this horn from my belly button.
Oh no!
That was amazing. Lida, quick, blow it!
There's no goo left in it.
No! Troth?
"Me and Gidgel don't have lips. It must be you or Lida."
"Well, fuck it. All right. Give me the horn."
There you go. It's a lightning bolt shaped horn, so kind of
perfect. Friends forever. I'm going to blow hard in his body horn.
What does it sound like?
It sounds like a smoke alarm.
Well, if you wanted that, I have the tuba.
You squeeze out a couple of sharp toots.
Perfect.
The sharp ones are the best ones.
And it looks like somebody is emerging from a tent nearby this fire.
Wave arms, flap flags. Make sure they see us coming. We don't want to surprise. We are going to pull up toward the island, and we are going to drop anchor.
Beautiful. As you drop anchor, you see the man emerge properly from his tent. He wears a large tower shield on his back, heavily decorated, hand-painted. In his hand, a spear whose tip is a radiant gold. He himself is completely bald. Alopecia, presumably. No facial hair, no eyebrows, not even eyelashes. His nose is long and hooked, and he has kind of a uncomfortable sneer on his face.
"Ho there, sailor! We come looking for trade. We're a league vessel."
"Well, I'm sure you are. Feel free to approach. Just be careful."
"We mean no harm."
"Oh, I don't mean harm neither, but the traps will."
"Traps?"
"Oh, aye. I'm a solo merchant. You gotta be careful when you're traveling alone. So, I've done myself the favor. The place is loaded with traps."
"Prudent. Fastidious. Perhaps we'll use a boarding plank."
"I'm not sure that will help you. Best bring the boat all the way over."
"What if that's a trap?"
"Then we'll fucking kill him." Very carefully, Darlu is going to navigate the boat as close as he can right up next to the sailing vessel.
Excellent. The vessel itself seems to be pretty well laden with goods now that you're close. Whatever merchant this man is, he certainly is confident.
"You're a welcome, friendly face. Not a lot sailing around here."
"No, not much. That's why I'm here."
"You got a name, friend?"
"I do. I'm Patches."
He doesn't seem to let you get close. As you step forward, he steps back.
"I'll stop walking. Darlu Naran and Avahan. My crew."
"Any Scottish, are you?"
"Oh, you know it. What gave it away? The horns? The tail?"
"Oh, you get plenty of those outside of Inniscard, but you, something about a ship? I don't know."
"Not an Inniscarish vessel."
"No."
"I'm doing my best."
"Inspired."
"I don't know, the crystal fart's coming out the back, starting to make a shape."
Starting, but she's still growing."
"Oh, it hasn't even started to fart yet."
"This is our engineer."
"And surgeon, lit a bag at your service."
"Hope I never have to be under your knife. And who's this tall drink of mushrooms?"
"I have no idea what my title is."
"Sir, mostly."
"Sir Troth the Woven, wielder knight."
What? "And Tabia Sedu, not a lot of you wandering around here. Or anywhere for that matter."
"Have you been to my world?"
"Oh, aye. Done plenty of trading. Oh, you call it trading? They must have just given you things. Can't figure it, why?"
We give what we do not need.
Oh, and I need lots. Speaking of which, you got anything to trade?
Well, just so happens that we're heavy laden with gold that we're looking to trade out for something more useful.
Gold, is it?
Hold gold.
On. Walking around with gold? Weighing your ship down? Out here, near the Dream Reefs.
More or less, there was a, oh God, what was it called? A breach?
Ether Cove. A Void Cove.
We got lucky at a Void Cove.
Oh, I saw that. Saw a burning ship outside.
Yeah, they overstepped their welcome.
I see. Dangerous folks, are you?
Some hookers.
I see. Your type, then?
I mean, yeah. I didn't know them.
I see.
Oh, no, not me. I haven't hooked since I was a pup.
I've learned that means something different there.
Oh, I know. I'm familiar a bit. He begins rattling off a sequence of weird-sounding words that are almost like common, but just not quite right. And it's actually perfect to goblish.
Ho, ho, ho! Someone of culture!
Where? See, I'm a worldly man myself. I like to move as much as I can. I like to see as much of this world as possible. That's why I don't work with the League.
Can't blame you. It's nice to not be tethered down by things.
It's nice to finally meet someone who knows the difference between a bag and a sack.
Does one that doesn't work with the League not trade with the League?
Oh, I trade with anybody who comes around, but quite frankly, I'm not interested in having your paperwork or any of that stuff. I suppose you could say I'm out here illegally.
That's fair. From what I understand from the rules, so long as you don't repair our ship, we're more or less fine.
I mean, technically, you are obligated to arrest me.
That's too bad we never found you.
Right? Shame.
I like to think of it as extra legal.
I like to think of it as paralegal.
So we're going to do for you? I mean, you got that gold. What are you looking for?
Well, what sort of trader are you?
I mean, I got pretty much anything you can think of. I mean, except all the things I don't.
Ah, ain't that always the way?
Look, I could trade for straight harder. It's not going to be worth as much as you might want. And right now, gold's trading low.
Understandable.
I know because I helped to carry them, but there are also some precious gems and pieces of old artwork amongst the coins.
Now that I could do something with.
To make things uncomplicated, first and foremost, we may need some rations or something to help keep us go. We find ourselves low on food and basic supplies.
All right.
They only eat the nicest parts. Oh no, the seeds have cyanide.
I have a refined palate.
I knew we should have killed that shark.
Well, I wouldn't mess around with those alpha sharks. Once they get a taste, they don't give up.
Oh, it's fine. Sir Troth figured out how to ride one.
What did he now?
Nearly killed it, but it got away. A shame.
I don't remember, but I think I drove it off.
I think you did too.
I'm sure you did.
So can we unload some of our, at least we'll start with the gold. Can we unload some of this gold and trade for, you know, food and things keeping us going?
Well, I think so. Now, I can't really be messing around with small bits, so it's got to be a full trade. How much are you willing to spare? How much you got?
We exchanged some numbers back and forth. Daralu, a little hesitant to reveal the full cash that we're holding, just in case this trap merchant decides to get a little froggy. But ultimately deciding it is the best idea and is in everyone's best interest that we are open and honest right now.
Absolutely.
As open and honest as we can be.
Well, you got some good stuff here, and I'm pretty excited to get some of it, especially some of that art you got. Also, I think I could do about 640 for the lot.
Sounds reasonable for me.
You'll be trading at a loss.
I have a feeling that'll be true most everywhere we go. But your loss sounds a bit less complicated than the losses other places we'd have to go through. Not wanting to do paperwork and all.
Absolutely fine. Now, keep in mind, if you did go about two sectors out that way, there is an island that pays pretty well for gold. You could probably fetch about 800. But that means you're going to have to go back the way you came. And you got to land on a place that's not exactly League friendly.
I think the tides have taken us where we need to go.
Fair enough. One of the things I love about trading out here is the desperation is always very present and people are all too keen to get things out of their hold and get harder into their pockets.
Ah, was it that clear?
Beautiful, beautiful. Well then, he goes into his tent and comes back with a fairly heavy sack of ardor.
Now, see, I could just hand this to you, but now we're in a bit of an awkward position because there's about four of you and there's about one of me. So how do we want to handle that?
You leave that there, right at your feet. Troth. Lida, Gidgel, fetch our coin. The three of you will bring that up onto the deck, and then the three of you will go under the deck. I'll walk onto your ship, grab that bag. You'll walk onto our ship, grab the coin. My crew stays below. Just the two of us exchange. Sound reasonable?
I love to see it. I love to see a reasonable man thinking clearly. Let's do it.
You begin to execute this little process. He's a little wary. He seems to have the effortless cool of somebody who is very confident in his ability to handle himself.
Hey, eyes on the gold. This is my wheelbarrow.
I got wheelbarrows aplenty. You want a better wheelbarrow? I got plenty for you.
I think this one's a work in progress.
Oh, fair enough, fair enough.
Old Squeaky's part of the family.
Yeah, right. As if anybody's rich enough to own multiple wheelbarrows.
So instead of the 640, we'll take 40 off and say you replenish 2 weeks of trail rations and other miscellaneous supplies.
Sick.
As you finish your final exchange, he reaches out his hand. It's gauntleted in what looks like a kind of almost iridescent wine-colored metal.
You like to travel in style. No hesitation, I will shake back.
Excellent. As you get that grip, it seems firm, but not too firm. He's not trying to prove anything here. And you can almost sense the magic coming off the gauntlet, but nothing seems to happen.
All right, Tragic, anything else I can do for you?
Unless you, fine sir, have a particularly interesting longbow, then I think we're done.
A longbow?
Always in the market for a good new shooter.
Oh, see, I was just figuring you wouldn't be interested in something like that. Usually people tend to be very attracted to their items.
I enjoy this here bow that I brought from home, but I also know the value of a good weapon found elsewhere.
Fair enough, fair enough. I just happen to have myself a artifact, if you'd be interested.
Can you tell me about it?
Well, it looks like a shoddy bow, but its string is magical. The first shot on any combat hits harder. It's all it does, but it's effective.
Better than what I got now. What price are you looking for?
You give me 200 of that order back, you can have the string. You're welcome to test it, of course. Up to you.
For clarity, it would add 1d4 to the first shot in any combat.
Okay. Perhaps were we a bit wealthier, I would be willing to make that trade. But I don't see it prudent to cut into the shares of my crew just for me to benefit.
Good man.
Trying to learn.
Captain, are we not promised an exchange of money from the League for having explored the Void Cove?
We are.
Were you to forfeit that, it may balance things out.
I think, legally speaking, we've pressed our luck fairly significantly. And I think crossing the League any more than we already have may be a poor decision.
Best to not be too indulgent for trinkets.
I agree. Let's not look like we're living above our means yet.
That said, we have been feasted upon by squids and sharks for some time now. And I have taken many hits. Have you any armor to trade that one that is sworn away from the ways of metal may partake in?
Well, I'm sure I'm past what you just said. I think I do. I don't have anything magical, but I got some decent armor.
Magic is not what I seek, just a well-made product.
All right.
He comes back, not long after, with a suit of what looks like a scale mail, made from literal scales of some animal you're not familiar with.
And what beast made this?
Oh, I don't know what it's called. Something big. I think it breathed some kind of fire.
Ah, a great aether flame sneezer.
Let me check something.
He reaches into his pocket and pulls out what looks like a table lighter and holds it to the thing.
Oh, yeah. Seems to not so much want to catch on fire.
That'd be great, yeah. I'll take disadvantage on stealth for a while for some better armor class.
I'd do you 100.
That seems to be part of my share. Would this be acceptable to my crewmen?
Your share, your choice.
Then I happily exchange this for the honor to protect my allies better.
The scales themselves seem to be kind of a beaten-up teal color, browning at spots. This armor is a simple scale mail, nothing fancy, except it has one charge of fire resistance.
So like a reaction, I can resist fire?
Exactly.
One charge ever?
It recharges on taking unreduced cold damage in combat from an enemy.
Damn. Goodbye, loophole.
Now, not to be over greedy, nor besmirch your reputation as a merchant or a good man. You've done an honest trade for an honest trade. Do you have any items or things that are, let's say, regrettably bedraggled or perhaps cursed.
Cursed?
Aye.
Oh, I don't deal in cursed items. I'd have to be some kind of monster to trade in cursed items.
Of course you would. Of course you would. I just happen to know by trade a sin eater who might...
He takes a hard step back at that.
Who might be willing to rid the world of such things.
I think you might want to step away after this. We've had a good trade. Let's not sully it with conversations about sin eaters, shall we?
That sounds reasonable.
Marvelous. Well, off you go then.
Till we meet again, friend.
May your spear strike true.
I'm sure it will. It always does.
Darla will head back to the wheel, looking like visibly a little embarrassed about how that ended. Retract the anchor and take off, given one friendly toot from Gidgel's squeaker before handing it back to him.
Beep, beep. As you get back on the ship and night begins to fall, Foe once again emerges for the night shift.
Foe, we met a merchant.
Did you now? That's marvelous.
One of your people.
My people.
Not exactly your people. Not a merchant.
Not a Kiflin.
I don't believe so. No, didn't give me any indication that he was. Though he had some fine things he covered himself in. I did mention that I knew a sin eater, and he got real uncomfortable, so we left. I apologize if that crosses a line.
What did he look like?
Bald, big old nose, colorful armor, tower shield, name of patches.
That shield wasn't painted, for example, was it?
It was. I can't remember off the top of my head what it was painted like, but aye, it was.
What did you take from him?
Ardor, food, armor.
Search it all.
All right.
Every inch of it. Double check. Triple check.
All right.
You just met a hypnopomp.
A what?
A hypnopomp.
And that is?
They're curse dealers.
Oh. Well, that's complicated.
The fog of dreams settles. The Aether fires are lit. We pray to gods long dead there will be no miracles. Let the crops continue to grow. Let the sun continue to rise. Let flesh be as we remember it. Moles and maladies intact. Prayers echo back. The only answer you're like to get from the gods. But I'm listening. I can hear the fear behind the prayers. The self-doubt. The despair. The misplaced hope and misguided faith. I can hear you, son. I know what it is you're looking for. But it's not my job to make it happen for you. None can but you in the end. Well, I can help you cope when you realise it's not all like you thought. I can ease the burden of lives, the cost of death. I can be a guide in the fog, if you let me. I can be your foil, your villain, your camp, your confidant. That's the job, son. I'll be wherever you need me to be. Foe, Kif, or Kin.
We did hit a trap.
Hypnopompamus. I love it. I'm ready for weird bald guy. Let's go. I'm excited to meet him more in the future.
Yeah, hypnopotamus.
Oh, man. There were some good lines on this
one.
There
were. This was a lot of fun. I like that squid fight, too.
I had fun doing it.
Fuck yeah.
The this idea episode was all squidding and bidding.
Squidding and bidding. Ooh.
That's not bad. Well,
but it wasn't a line in the episode.
Fair.
This doesn't count as still the episode.
The only two I wrote down were ones that I said, which were Dewey Decimated and Pam Tampon Holster.
Angelo, you got any good ones?
I liked, what was it? Today's flavor is banana.
Today's flavor is banana.
I can't remember the exact.
I was talking about Molten Slug.
Molten Slug, yeah. But
oh boy, do I got a list.
Hit me.
I got Firthest Squidoo, quickly followed by Dana. It has to be conveyed in the way that she said it. Cock! Which will never leave my mind, so thank you for that. Squid Lion King, possibility of a squid. Squid Chaku, lots of squid related things. Holding Hands, Tentakiss, Cups Sucked, Squid Fission, Gidgerigoo, which really will stay with me for the rest of my life, Gutius Maximus, Put the Icky in the Sticky, and Squeeze Out Sharp Toots.
God damn.
I got one that Lita said when she was tired and injured, Charadu Book, Bleeding Knickknacks. Quilt of Ripped Underwear, To Squid Perchance to Dream, Forming a Larger Squid, also Cup Sucked, Stop Squidding Yourself, Peace Horn, Sharp Toots, and Gidgel Squeaker.
The one that hits me most as a title is To Squid Perchance to Dream.
Parentheses, no. Cups Sucked.
I would say absolutely either that or Stop Squidding Yourself, Cup Sucked. Either of those are both pretty juicy for the squid content.
Oh, man.
Cups Sucked is too funny to not do.
I think that belongs in the hyphen no matter what.
Yeah, I think Tentakiss, Cups Sucked is also good.
I'm putting Cups Sucked in the hyphen, though.
Yeah, just
Stop Squidding Yourself is pretty good.
It is. I feel like To Squid Perchance to Dream encapsulates the encounter really well.
Yeah, and it also works with Hypnopomp and all that.
I like that.
What's the parenthetical?
It would be Cup Sucked.
Cup Sucked. Somebody want to send that to the Discord? Who is going to write the journal on this one? I mean, it could be Foe, because you know him being all worried about Hypnopomp, it would be a good opportunity for him to slide in.
I think that could be really interesting.
Unless he does the next one after the Math of the Hypnopomp. That makes sense. But it'll
be
fresh.
So far. Yeah, it wouldn't be fresh. Yeah, I'll take on that one. Unless y'all have a particularly good, like, ooh, I think this would be good for my boy, because
just to make life easy for everybody.
It's Foe's journal.
Shirk off.
I like to shirk off in public too.
Well, what would it be? Is it a dream squid? Would it be the shield? Would it be
the image?
Yeah.
Oh,
I think maybe like two dream squid just like sucking on each other.
I like two dream
that
squid.
Or the spear full of dream squid.
A spear with three dream squid on it.
That'd be pretty good. Done in that sort of like medieval art style, like squids instead of banners on a spear.
It's just not very Foe. Foe tends to go with abstract, weird stuff. That's two squid embracing is a good one.
Yeah. Like, kind of like a yin yang kind of thing, but with two squid doing a deal.
Yeah, I like that.
There's two squid inside you. They're hugging.
I got that squid in me.
Got that squid on me.
Hell yeah.
A collection.
A scramble.
Anything else we'd like to go over? Any other big things? I mean, I feel like we just had a lot of good moments and we don't really need to talk about it.
I think we got this shit covered.
This is we be sailing.
Thank you, Sam Hediger, the editor. Thank you, Bree Golden, the artist and beautiful map maker and all those good, beautiful things. Thank you to you, the people. And thank you to Law for no reason.
Cool. I'll take it.
Just for being you, baby.
Thanks to Greece for the food we're about to eat.
Thank you, Greece.
Praise Greece.
Greece is good.
Who's going to say Greece before we eat?
It's Euros, not deep fried.
That's fair. Until you have your next Euro, we wish you luck.